You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
Anna is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. She's been with her boyfriend Eli for 3 years. And now she thinks that Eli might be Eli-ing.
Oh my God.
And cheating. And we're about to find out why and then see if we can find out if he is actually cheating. Hannah, thank you for your email. Why do you think Eli's cheating?
I just want to start by saying I'm so upset and I just can't believe that it's even come to this. Like, I always listen to these and I think about like how much it would suck to be in this situation, and I can't even believe that I'm here right now. Like, it's crazy.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully we find out there's some other reason. But why do you think Eli is cheating? What is the reason?
Okay. I think he's cheating on me because of the post office. So the other day, I was, like, just going to the post office because I was trying to send something to my mom.
Uh-huh.
And the woman who works there, she actually knows me. Like, we're kind of friends. And she knows Eli.
Do you send a lot of things at the post office?
I do. I love sending gifts. Well, also, I run an Etsy store, so I always, like, go there to send stuff.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so you know the woman that works at the post office, she sees you all the time, and you guys struck up a conversation, and somehow this came back to your boyfriend might be cheating on you?
Yes, because, okay, just as I was, like, right about to pay, she was like, whoa, I'm surprised this isn't going to Germany.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. So then she told me, she actually told me that Eli has been sending letters to Germany for 3 weeks.
Whoa. Okay.
She said that he's been in there like literally almost every single day sending someone letters.
And you don't know this?
I don't know anyone in Germany.
Do you know that he's been sending things to Germany?
No, not at all. He didn't tell me anything.
Are you sure that she knows that it's your boyfriend?
Yeah, because we go in there a lot, because I'll go in there with him sometimes just to, like, drop off a package because, you know, of my store.
And he doesn't have, like, any friends that you know of that, I don't know, from college or something that live in Germany?
No, like, I feel like I definitely would know about that. I can't stop thinking about, like, what this means for our relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
actually,
at the very least, he's doing something that that he's not telling you about. If I was constantly sending letters to, if I had a German pen pal and I was going to the post office every day sending things to my German pen pal Gunther, I would tell my wife and she would know that, right?
It would be kind of cool, really.
Yeah, Gunther's a cool dude. You guys should meet him sometime. Anyway, she would know. So he's obviously doing something. I don't know if he's cheating, but it's definitely shady.
Like, why is he going to someone that you guys know?
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely not thinking, and I am freaking out.
Okay.
Because I was actually planning on proposing to Eli this year. Like,
wow.
Okay. Well, hopefully there's some innocent reason that he's sending things to Germany and you didn't know about it. I can't think of one right now, but hopefully.
Yeah, neither can I.
So let's call him and try to figure it out. What grocery store do you guys shop at?
Yeah, you shop.
Okay, cool. Well, then we'll call from and say that we just opened up a new floral department and we're selecting random rewards members to win a free bouquet of flowers delivered to anywhere in the world, to anybody you want, and see if he gives us your name or someone else's name, maybe even in Germany. I don't know. Sound like that would work?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll do it next. We'll play a song, come back, and then see if we can find out why your boyfriend is sending things to Germany with your War of the Rose Catch Cheater next. It's a Jubal Show. Hannah is on the phone because she thinks her boyfriend, Eli, is cheating on her, or he has a pen pal in Germany because she sends a lot of things at the post office. She has an Etsy store and some other stuff, but she knows the people at the post office, and one of the ladies that she was going, that was helping her the other day, mentioned that her boyfriend has been in there a bunch in the last few weeks, sending things to Germany.
Sketchy.
And Hannah doesn't know anything about that, so she's thinking, so at the very least, something weird is going on with her boyfriend and Germany, and I don't know if he's cheating with Germany or with someone in Germany, but she thinks he might be cheating or doing something that she should know about. So we're going to try to catch him right now. We're going to call from the grocery store that they shop at and say that we're selecting random rewards members to win a bouquet of flowers from our new floral department and see if he sends the flowers to his girlfriend, Hannah, or to somebody else. All right, Hannah, are you ready to call him? Anything you want to say before we do that?
No, just thank you guys so much. I hope that he's not cheating. I'm trying to be faithful and just, like, optimistic. So, fingers crossed.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number, okay?
Hello.
Guten Tag. This is Gunter from. Is this Eli?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm calling because we've selected a few random rewards members this month to win a prize, and you're one of the lucky winners.
Wow. Okay. What is the prize?
We are promoting our brand new floral department by selecting random rewards members to win a prize, and that prize is a free bouquet of 36 red roses delivered to anybody in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, actually, that's perfect, actually. Thank you. This is cool.
To get this squared away, we'll send you a confirmation in your email and everything, but I would need... is the name of the person you want to send flowers to, and then anything if you'd like to put it on a card, and the address. So
yeah, you know, this is perfect because I was just trying to figure out how to send things packages, and this is perfect. You said anywhere in the world, so anywhere international.
Are you thinking of going international?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually. Was looking to send some stuff to Germany. And that would be perfect, actually.
You want to send them to Germany? That's really cool. You got family there or something?
No, actually, I there's a girl I had met in on the internet. Honestly, it was on the internet, and we just connected, and you know, things are new, and wow. I think something like this would be perfect for her. I think she'd really appreciate that. She's pretty old fashioned.
What is her name? First,
her name is Ingrid. You need both. Yeah,
okay, got that. And is there anything you want to put on a card?
On the exits of German highways it says Ausfahrt, and that was how I opened with my line with her. So this whole thing with an autobahn, so maybe, you know, maybe say I can't wait to ride the autobahn with you, my love. Something like that.
I don't think your girlfriend Hannah would like you going fast with another woman on the Autobahn, though.
Mm-mm. What?
Scheiser.
What did you say? Scheiser.
I said I don't think your girlfriend Hannah would like you going fast with someone on the Autobahn. That isn't her.
How do you know? Hold on. What's going on? What is this?
This is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
Mine's English Evan.
And I'm Christian Greisnow.
And your girlfriend Hannah is on the phone because she found out that you've been sending things to Germany and she wanted to know why. And I think Hannah just found out.
Oh my God. The Autobahn.
Like, are you serious, Eli? Oh my God!
Babe, so just listen for a second. It's just a joke.
No!
Wow!
Like,
a joke.
What is happening? Like, you're cheating on me with like somebody in Germany named Ingrid. Like, what is this?
I'm not cheating on you. She's in Germany. I haven't even met her. I haven't done anything.
Eli.
That's still cheating. Like, Eli, how can you actually think that? Like, you lied to me. Like, what website did you even meet this person on? Like, why would you even go to a website? Like, what is this?
You know, I don't even remember where I met her.
No, you do. So tell me right now.
It was an app, you know. It was like a social app, socializing.
Okay, like Tinder, because you guys are not in the same area. So, like, what app?
Yeah. No, it's not Tinder. Okay, I'm not on dating apps. That would be unfaithful. I'm not that guy.
What you're doing is unfaithful.
You are being unfaithful.
Yeah.
Okay, like Craigslist, like odd jobs, like what is it? Just tell me what it is.
Okay, fine. It's YouTube.
Yeah, right.
What?
YouTube.
Yeah, I was watching.
What were you
video,
doing? Watching like a makeup tutorial?
Yeah.
No, it was a car video. It was for gearheads. It was about the Autobahn. There was a comment section and we just exchanged jokes and,
met this woman that you are, whether you call it cheating or not, that you're cheating on your girlfriend with, you met her in the comment section of a YouTube video.
That's a first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you love her. Like, you said, like, a couple comments about a car, and now you love her. Like, are you dumb?
She would never talk to me that way.
You, Eli. Of course this person wouldn't talk to you this way. She'd probably just call you stupid and f***ing German.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.